Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media ahead of Thursday night's season opener against Kansas City.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, just eliminating the run, making the guys one-dimensional just like any other game. And once you make a team one-dimensional and knowing exactly what they'll do in given situation, it gives us a chance as a defense to really pin our ears back and do exactly what we would like to do.
With Zach taking over the PC and a couple new faces, do you feel like you guys were able to show the Kansas City offense something appreciably different than what they saw in the AFC Championship? Do you think you're going to be dealing with some different shapes from your defense?
Honestly, I think every year is different, and every year each and every team is unique. And this defense is unique in its own way, not focused on last year, how Mike did things. But I'm very excited with Zio at the helm and the way he's going to call the game. Have a lot of faith in him, and we're just going to get out there and play our brand of football, and that's what we're going to do. And at the end of the day, we'll let the chips lay where they lay. Oh, well, obviously the guys that was here last year are definitely going to carry that over into the season. So it's about, having that and putting that in your back pocket and just using that as motivation on top of the motivation that's already there, being able to do exactly what we do and knowing that this is the first game on the schedule and they're in our way of what we want for ourselves. So it's just about going out there and handling business as business should be handled.
Going to camp with Trent Simpson next to you all the way through here. How have you seen him grow through this camp? And is he ready to fill the shoes of the PQ left?
Trent is unique in his own way. PQ, hats off to him, immense amount of respect for him, always to be my brother. So, no bad blood there at all. But with Trent, I'm very excited for him, the steps that he's made throughout OTAs as well as into training camp. I'm very excited about him and, showcase to the world exactly what he can do. And I like Malik Harrison as well, so I'm very excited about, all the guys in the room, Chris Board, Josh Ross, whoever the case may be. So I'm excited, and I know those guys are going to show exactly why they've been busting their tails all offseason.
Roquan, I know you're a guy who plays with a lot of motion. There's going to be a lot going on Thursday night for, first game, rematch, all that. Do you kind of have to talk to the players about making sure – kind of keep that in check? I mean, it seemed like in a playoff game, even Kelce baited a couple people a couple times and you got penalties. You bring that up at all this week to kind of make sure everyone's into the game but also relaxed and not taking different penalties and reacting?
Yeah, I think that's critical, being able to just like keep your composure throughout the game. Yeah, there was different calls that probably should have went the other way, but hey, we can't ask refs for anything at any point throughout the game. We know how to line up and kick the man's tail across from you, and I think once you do that, that's all what it boils down to. Beat the man between the whistle. Guys want to do cheap shot. Hey, I'll see you next play. That's what truly matters, and that reveals who you are as a person and as a football player. So we stand on that, and we stand on business. And we have a great veteran presence on the team, so I'm not worried about any of the guys buying into that stuff. So we'll see them when we see them.
Are you a Super Bowl guy where like you're thinking about that throughout the year and where you feel like it can't be a fully successful year if you don't get there? Or is that not useful for you to sort of think about that as a framework?
No, I think each and every guy goal and as a team should be to make the Super Bowl, but there's a process in place and you have to respect the process, and I'm a firm believer in respecting the process. So it starts with week one. Kansas City is in our way for what exactly we want to do, and I'm sure from their eyes we're in their way. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a clash, and hey, may the best man win, but I like us.
Ro, is this sort of the ideal way to start off the season with, the Super Bowl winners last year? They're going to be celebrating their Super Bowl. The emotion, you can't kind of ratchet up any higher than it's going to be on Thursday. Do you like starting the season under those circumstances?
Hey, honestly, man, what way to have a bigger show than when the whole entire world is watching you, regardless of what happened last year? Hey, that's last year. This is a completely new season. And, like, hey, the whole world's going to be watching, people from all over. So I'm very excited about our defense and our offense, special teams as well, to put a show on in front of the entire world and do it and look good while we're doing it.
Laquan, at this time last year, Lamar Jackson said he had to shake off a little rust in that week one game after not playing at all in preseason. A lot of this defense didn't play at all in the preseason. What's the challenge to go from, like, you know, 0 to 100 immediately, or how do you avoid any kind of rusty start, which could cost you in this game?
Yeah, you definitely hear those things, but a lot of veteran presence in this room, and hey, last year didn't play in the preseason, but this year is a totally new year. I have an immense amount of respect for each and every guy I go out on the field with, and hey, if you watch practice at all throughout training camp, I think some of those practices was harder than a lot of those games we played in last season, so we'll definitely be ready. I trust the process from up top to down bottom throughout our work habit throughout the week, so I'm very excited, and we'll show exactly to the world exactly how not rusty we are.
The Chiefs are one of the few teams to beat Lamar multiple times. You know Lamar and the competitor is. How much do you think that serves as motivation for him?
I'm sure anytime you lose against anyone, that's going to be extra motivation and whatnot. But it's football at the end of the day. We know I have all my faith in Lamar. He's the leader of this team, and knowing that he's going to lead us exactly where we want to go at the end of the day, and all we can do is continue to support him. So it's not about the past or anything like that. It's about right now, and it's the moment. There's nothing better than the moment. So whatever happened in the past happened. You know, we can't change that, but what we can change is what's coming up, and that's Thursday night.
How different does he look to you, and how has that changed what he's done on the field throughout the camp that you've seen?
Yeah, no, the guy looks electric, looked like he's back at Louisville, in a sense, me watching him take it 80, 90, but also can zip it down the field as well. I need to get on that diet plan maybe, so yeah, but no, he looks great.
We talked to Zio a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, he's still going to continue to be himself even though he has new responsibilities as DC. What kind of ways have you kind of seen him adapt, but what has he kind of retained from being your position coach that you think is going to infuse into other aspects of the defense?
Yeah, I think, honestly, man, and which I respect as a person, when you respect someone that never changed regardless of what comes their way, and when a guy stands 10 toes on what he believes in and who he is as a person, you always have to respect that, and he's been that since. Like, he's still himself, same energetic guy. It's just, hey, he has a different title by his name, but hey, and he carries that very well, but don't look at him any different. But I'm very excited for him to showcase to the world as well. He's been counted out many times throughout his life, as we all know, so he'll have the perfect opportunity this season and a perfect opportunity Thursday night, us as a team, to go out and show exactly what we've been busting our tail for day in and day out.
Raquan, we heard Lamar be more talkative on the field before the snap, you know, in training camp. As someone who kind of has to match wits with quarterbacks before the snap, what have you kind of seen from his development? How important could that be for getting this offense into, you know, more advantageous spots? Not that last year's team struggled with that in any kind of spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, the head of this horse is Lamar, so we all know that. And as he go, we go as a team. So I'm very excited. He definitely has been more vocal, and obviously he's a lot slimmer, a lot more quicker too. So I was like, wow. So I'm just very excited for him to showcase to the world exactly how he's grown each and every year as well, because we all change year in and year out, and we grow in different ways. So there's a lot of growth there, and I'm very excited about Lamar and how he's going to lead our team this season.